You are about to hear the third play in the Reunión Revolución Radio Festival, A Farm for Meme by Virginia Grice, featuring Natalia Valadez and Ángela Muñiz. This is a monologue told in two voices. The play features the song El Jardín de Meme with lyrics and music by Sandino González Flores, piano and Leona by Sandino González Flores, Jarana by Quetzal Flores.
I live in Los Angeles. They say the highest point in the city is in City Terrace, somewhere near Goyoshalki Square. I look for that place when I'm lost. I live near Tepayac, where they make burritos the size of your head, like the aguacates viejitas grow on trees in the front yards. I live in a big blue house behind a bamboo fence, falling. Backseat of a truck pulled out into a lawn chair, chickens roaming and cactus garden with a beautiful woman named Vanessa, who we all call V. V is a DJ. She spins records and poetry, raising three boys, 4, 3, and 1, on prayers and a whole lot of love. In between gigs, she stays at home with them and teaches them to read. The oldest boy we call Lil Man, and the youngest we call Baby. Baby eats everything. If you're not careful, he will steal your food off your plate. And the other two boys don't like to eat at the same table as him. They blame him for everything. It doesn't seem to bother Baby one bit. V and the boys used to live on the South Central Farm in an encampment, trying to save it from the police and bulldozers. Emmanuel, who we call Meme, once told me that one day he was going to build a farm and everyone could live on his land with their tents. Meme told me he didn't like bulldozers, but explained in an old man voice that when you pull something out the ground, it grows back. Don't worry. We're going to plant more things, he said. Love, Hailstorm, and Foxy are the extended family Vanessa has created of MCs, musicians, poets, and DJs. They take turns taking care of the boys and each other. There is always a party outside my window. Cumbias, rancheras, banda, and Johnny Cash. I wake up to roosters in the morning. It all sounds a little crazy, but whenever it gets to be too much, I just go up the stairs and retreat to my bedroom. White clouds painted on my ceiling, blue. Like right now, Hailstorm is in the laundry room finishing her tattoo. Her father's homeboy Lupe has a homie tattoo gun. Made the motor of the machine with the Walkman, held together with rubber bands to keep the needle from jumping. I am amazed by the details of the three feathers on her neck. He yells at Hailstorm, "Stay still, girl! I told you not to move! I hit a vein!" Hailstorm is getting her feathers before she moves to Seattle, where she will play hip-hop to indigenous elders. Drums play on the radio. Sage burns in a shawl. Black ink on neck. White candle burning. The feather of a bird. Yamaya's maracas. The kitchen, same color as my grandmother's, green, is where we all gather. Two men sell tacos al pastor, 2 for $2 on the corner of Evergreen. They make them straight out of sartén, in a barril off the streets. You can buy a carton of oat milk at the friendly market on Blades, where the cholos hang out in the corner waiting for the girls to pass by. So we send Foxy to buy our food. Nobody messes with Foxy. On special occasions, we treat ourselves to Thai food on Cesar Chavez Street or Rocky Road ice cream from El Superior. On Monday nights, the Black Nationalist bookstore on the corner gives free classes on how to learn Chinese. It's where grown men talk about grown things. How things used to be, and how things ain't the same no more. I walk by and snatch up bits and pieces of their grown men talk. Ideas everywhere spill out my pockets. Let the stories fall to the ground. Use them to fertilize the soil. Plant tomato plants in the potholes. Grow trees on the sidewalk. Let their roots break open concrete. The chickens in her backyard lay their eggs behind the lemon tree. Bee always wakes up early, before anyone else. She likes to sit outside, feel the sun on her skin, give thanks for the day, picks flowers from the garden. She remembers
the farm. sky blue, day clear. A walnut tree, a woman in the walnut tree turned butterfly. A single butterfly flying towards the sun. Flowers everywhere float in a light that changes from blue to yellow to green. The butterfly has finally found home in the treetops inside a walnut tree. Don't let them bulldoze the trees. Day fades into darkness, interrupted by bursts of light. The night, stars, cars, streets, the moon. Close my eyes and dream. Thank you for the sun, for the rain, for today. Take care of our mountains, our rivers, the butterfly in the walnut tree. Take care of her. The butterfly is a messenger. The butterfly is a warrior. The butterfly flies across continents searching for home. She has not eaten in 17 days. She is hungry, but she is strong. She is hungry, but she is home.
Home is a farm in South Central Los Angeles.
Meme, promise me you will always remember the farm. Mash the kernels in a metate, 5,000-year-old Oaxacan blue corn. Walk a circle of protection around the house. Throw away barrels and barrels of broken glass so we can grow green amaranth, yerba buena, chayote, eat the fruit. Turn the root into tea, alache and chipilin, purple flowers, rich legumes. We didn't learn this in school, how to turn the guayaba leaf into medicine, what day to plant the yerba mora, how to mix the malabar gourd with honey, make palenquetas. Know where the sun sets and rises, where the mountains are, in what direction is the ocean. Cempasúchil, orange and yellow, marigolds welcome nuestros antepasados. Our ancestors first showed us how to work the land with our hands so that we could have something to call our own.
14 acres of farmland in the middle of South Central Los Angeles, after the riots.
First thing that grew was a cactus, one of the siete guerreros. Nopal is strong and independent. Then the other plants grew too.
In January, avocados, bananas, and cabbage grew.
In February,
mushrooms, squash,
and
mangoes grew. In March,
artichokes,
grapefruit grew.
In April,
radishes,
spinach grew. We planted. Those that have always lived there, those that had just arrived, prayed for the farm. And it grew. On the corner of 41st and Alameda, we created something. Something we could call our own. We learned how to work with the land and with each other. Then came their bulldozers. Sun hot hits the asphalt black. The bulldozers tore through the fence of the farm, uprooted the plants, rows and rows of cabbage, carrots, beets,
guayaba trees, avocados, and tamarindo.
Vines bearing huge pumpkins and chayote, locuate tree, corn. Until the farm was an empty lot. Except the walnut tree. It is illegal to kill walnut trees in Los Angeles. Meme knows the words for bulldozers, for police, the word for helicopters.
But Meme remembers the farm. Meme knows what cempasúchil is, knows the word for sweet potato and pumpkin in Spanish.
Camote and calabaza.
Meme knows the difference between rosemary and mint. In Meme's eyes, I see the butterfly, I see the walnut tree. In Meme's eyes, I see light. In Meme's eyes, I see love.
When you pull something out the ground, it grows back. Don't worry, we're going to plant more things.
Meme is learning capoeira at the community gardens in East Los Angeles. He can't decide whether or not he wants to be a ninja or a warrior, switching his bandana from face to head. I tell him he can be both. He insists that is impossible, takes the bandana off, and decides to sew all his bandanas together to make a kite stretched across bamboo sticks. Meme knows how to make kites that fly in the sky. One day, he too will soar above the treetops. One day he'll become a butterfly.
Even after the bulldozers came and tore the garden down, los nopales siguen creciendo.
La caña, the sugar cane, and the banana still grow.
Desde las alturas del pueblo, desde una casa azul, hay jardín comunitario con las verduras del sur.
You just heard A Farm for Meme by Virginia Grice, directed by Rebecca Rivas. The play featured Natalia Valadez as Norteada and Angela Muñiz as Vanessa. The sound design was by Ian Gilliam. Cassandra Soto was the stage manager. The song El Jardín de Meme features music and lyrics by Sandino González Flores, piano and Leona by Sandino González Flores, Jarana by Quetzal Flores.